Election Eve was confusing. There was an announcement earlier in the day that the primary was still on. But that afternoon, Governor Mike DeWine said he was going to get a court to postpone it until June 2nd. But that court refused to do that. So later in the evening, DeWine had Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton issue an order to close the polls on Election Day. Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper said he agreed the polls needed to be closed to protect the health of Ohioans due to rampant spread of coronavirus. But he says the party wanted to make sure Ohioans who didn't get to vote on March 17th got that chance later. So the party filed a lawsuit.
So our number one goal with our filing was to give the authority needed to actually extend the election forward.
Pepper says his lawsuit wants to change the way DeWine and Secretary of State Frank LaRose suggested extending the vote. They wanted to allow mail-in voting and in-person voting on June 2nd, with the assumption business would be back to normal by then.
We think it's very unlikely that people will be able to vote in person on June 2nd. So if we set an entire calendar based upon that very iffy proposition, that only threatens to add more chaos to an already unprecedented situation.
Pepper wants to scrap in-person voting and extend mail-in voting until April 28th. Pepper says a June date puts candidates who have already invested their time and money with the March date in mind at a disadvantage. The mail-in voting Pepper wants would allow for ballot drop-offs at boards of elections. Pepper says that would be fair and safe for all Ohioans. Scott DeMauro with the Ohio Education Association also hates the idea of a June 2nd deadline. He says the 99 school districts that had levies on the ballot need to know the outcome of the election well before June.
There's a provision in law that requires any non-renewal notices for employees who are going to be laid off because of the budget cut to be notified by June 1st. We really need to see the voting completed and the official election results tabulated well in advance of that so that school board can make decisions.
For his part, DeWine has indicated he's flexible on that June 2nd date.
Well, we are open certainly to discuss that. There's nothing magic about June 2nd. The date was picked because it would give ample opportunity for people to have absentee ballots and to vote. It would also, we felt, would be within the time, Secretary of State felt it was within the time in which we would have to pick delegates. So the Democrats would pick their delegates, Republicans would pick their delegates, and that would be in time.
But Pepper says June is too late.
It puts the party in a position where we won't even be seating delegates at the convention because the timeline doesn't work.
Lawmakers will have to decide what to do about the primary. Speaker Larry Householder has said they are the only ones who could set the date, not the governor or a court. And that's not the only thing they'll have to decide. They'll look at waiving testing requirements for K through 12 students in case schools don't open again this year. And Supreme Court Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor says she'd like them to consider granting her more authority over business in lower courts for just this coronavirus outbreak. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.